Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game. Bears finally back home. They'll meet the Denver Broncos, and let's dig in, because you're going to have to bust the pressure defensively. Jay Cutler is poised and confident, and he'll attack that pressure, dialed up by one of the premier coordinators in the game in Wade Phillips. Von Miller has a skill set that every defense is envious of, given his speed, power, and athleticism. And while 21 of his career sacks have come on third down, he's also dangerous on first down with 17, 14 on second down. In other words, protection of Cutler must be a full-time three-down job. As a group, some might say the Broncos have the most talented set of corners in the NFL. Chris Harris, tough and physical. Aqib Talib, a ball hawk. They have guys who can cover. A healthier Alshon Jeffrey and the tight ends Martellus Bennett and Zach Miller still present some matchup advantages for the Bears. Once again, the Bears' running game will have a big say in the outcome of this one, but the backs, Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey, and if Matt Forte's available, they should be prepared to take some punishment, because the Broncos have thumpers all over the unit. They play with a swagger and very skilled and physical. This defense makes big plays in the fourth quarter of games. They also are number one in rushing defense on first down, yards per play, fewest big plays allowed, and sack percentage. Peyton Manning is injured, and that doesn't mean the Bears defense can relax. Brock Osweiler starts his first NFL game on what happens to be his birthday, and he is an ideal fit for Gary Kubiak's West Coast roots. Strong arm, mobile, can run the play-action game, and his offensive line, far from dominant, but it's a cut-blocking group that challenges defenders to keep their feet. Beatster Ronnie Hillman at running back with Pro Bowler C.J. Anderson present a 1-2 punch that has struggled to gain traction, but no less dangerous. The Bears will need to be on the tight end watch with the quarterback switch. Chicagoan Owen Daniels and newcomer Vernon Davis, the former Niner, may see the ball more with Osweiler. On the outside, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are as productive a 1-2 punch as there is in the league. Denver does throw at 64% of the time, but that could shrink with Osweiler replacing Manning. On to special teams, and you better brace for their best. Joe DeCamillis has a talented special teams unit with very impactful players, and Jeff Rogers will have to be ready on the Bears' side of the fence. The Broncos talented in the return game with a hard-charging Omar Bolden. Kicker Brandon McManus having a very good season, making good on 19 of his 20 field goals. The Bears' coverage units continue to improve, but the overall unit still needs to clean up some blemishes. This is a tricky intangible. Coaches always feed the fire burning in players that have been cut, waived, or undrafted. Not being wanted creates a powerful emotion for the league's premier competitors. The same holds true for coaches. The wounds are fresh season after departure. Now, John Fox maintains Sunday's meeting with the Broncos is just another game. His Bears will have a different take on it, though. It's always personal. And the same holds true for those Broncos who love playing for Fox. It's only human to want to play well in front of the coach who believed in you, and vice versa. It will make for a very interesting game of emotions. And that's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join us from Soldier Field. Tom Thayer and myself kick off our coverage at 9 a.m. with our pregame show, and the kickoff is at noon. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and this is Keys to the Game from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall.